out here in camp. Got the scrimmage going on, red, white, and blue scrimmage.
Yes, sir, Cowboy.
Go Cowboys all day, every
day. All day long, 24-7.
What's up, about, man?
Cowboys!
Cowboys!
Let's go, Cowboys! Number one!
Cowboys!
Let's...
Gary, Mr. Brown, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Computer, the ticket.
How you doing?
Yeah, I talked to you a couple times.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good, good,
big
good.
Fan of your work, sir.
Appreciate
you doing a great
appreciate
job,
you.
Man.
Trying to get right, trying to do what I got to do.
How you like my little Memphis friend, Tony?
Oh, he good. He
that's him right there, ain't it?
Yeah, that's him.
Let me catch him before he run in there.
Huh?
Let me catch him before
hey,
he run.
TP!
Tony!
TP! TP! I know you hear me, TP!
Tony!
TP!
Computer. Computer, what's up, man? Why barbecue didn't come out here?
Shit, I don't know. He said he was gonna come out here like he said he was coming last week, but he ain't never show up.
He went to that fight or something, didn't he?
Yep.
Oh, okay. How you like being with the star of the crew today? You know I'm working for the radio station down there in Dallas.
Said what?
How you step over here with me? No. How you like getting the starting reps today?
I mean, it's just fun just to be out there and compete, you know, with the starters, just to, you know, show that you know what you're doing and, you know, you belong out there.
I was telling the guys over there, the Dallas, that they're like, you know him? I said, yeah. I said, what kind of player? I said, he the closest thing I ever seen to Michael Irvin. I said, he got that dog in him. I said, he going to take it to the house. I said, he ain't going to back down. I said, he going to kill it. I said, he's got that in him. And he's like, wow. I said, yeah. I said, you'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm excited to have you. And I do this radio show. I come down here every year.
Yeah.
And I go around here and interview some of the players and stuff like that. Me and Paul was here the other day, but we missed you.
Yeah. What day was?
Friday. Y'all got out of here so fast after practice Friday. I think because it was family day or
hey,
whatever.
Wait on me before you go look.
Bet. Well, I ain't gonna hold you up, bro. I see you. Hey, I got that logo ready for you, too.
Okay, that's who you were talking to?
Yeah, that was me. All I'm right. The one with 36 Mafia.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm gonna talk to him.
I'll see you later. All right.
Okay.
Good. So what do you think about the team this year?
I like the team. I mean, I like the team, you know, when the running back is better, is back there. Amari is in the lineup and Zach Martin's in the lineup, but I mean, I like the team.
How you feel about him holding out? What do you think about
well,
that?
Well, I mean, business decisions are business decisions. You know, I mean, the only leverage a player ever has is to withhold their service. Now, you could do it with 2 years in your – like, the team has to decide. I think it's a little bit easier to get Zeke done if you get the quarterback done first. That's mm-hmm. how most teams do it. But, I mean, I'm not here to – I would never criticize Zeke for his decisions. We'll see where it goes. Jerry's got to make decisions. They're both grown-ups. Everybody knows how important Zeke is. And sometimes you win those decisions, and sometimes you lose them. You don't know.
What do you think about them leaving Dak off the 100? You think he'd get that big of a contract not being on the
I don't know what the number is. I mean, I think Dak, you know, I mean, we just saw what Carson Wentz just got. And, you know, and so, you know, there's a parameter there. You know, you can structure it over mm-hmm. a number of years or mm-hmm. upfront money the way mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins got money. I mean, there's a lot of deals that have been done recently mm-hmm. that says Dak deserves to be in that same company. He's won the East 2 out of 3 years. He's the leader of this football team. He's conducted himself the right way. I mean, I think it'd be hard to go out and find Dak out there.
Cool. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I love your Twitter breakdown, too.
Thank you, man.
I follow you.
I appreciate it.
Great insight. It helps me out kind of understand things for the game sometimes.
Well, keep telling people about it then. I appreciate it.
I will. I will. Thank you. Thanks. Philo, you got a minute for a couple questions?
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
How camp been going?
My glove all wet.
It's all right, good.
Camp all right, man. Good. Grinding through it every day, trying to get better.
Trying to get better?
Yep.
I was so glad when we picked you up.
Appreciate it.
And
that,
I was like, man, that man. And then when you smacked a couple of them guys that time, I was like, wow, that's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate it, man.
So how you like being in your second year?
In Dallas?
Yeah, in Dallas.
I love it, man. I love it here, and I love the opportunity to, you know, play for this team and come out here and get better every day, you know, being coached well and having great veterans in the room that I can learn from.
So how are you looking forward to the season?
Absolutely. You know, but first, I want to handle business here and make sure, you know, make this team and earn it the right way.
Oh, you're going to make the team. To me.
I appreciate it, man. I never go in assuming it, though.
Yeah, I know. It's a good thing, you know. You know, I work for the ticket.
I expect it, but I don't assume it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I work for the ticket, but I work with a rap group called 3-6 Mafia.
Okay.
So I'm a huge Cowboy fan, so they get me to come down and do player interviews, and they chop it up kind of as a funny thing, though, but I'm real serious about the team.
Cool, man.
I cry when we lose. I promise you, they used some of my crying audio on one of the shows, so pretty cool. But like I said, I'm excited about the season, and I think it's a blessing that we got you on that O-line, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, good luck on the season, man. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Please don't leave us. Stay with us.
I'm going to try to do it.
All right,
it.
Man. Take care of that.
I'll try to do it the best to stay as long as I can, man.
Hey, man, but I ask you one thing. What is the hard to block, pass or run?
I mean, pass probably. I mean, you get paid in this league. It's a passing league, right? So you get paid to pass block. And so with the kind of rushers and athletes they got over there now, you got to step up on your pass for a run blocking. It's fun. It's just. Yeah.
What year did they start with get somewhere to the inside lineman getting to be just as quick as the outside guys?
And, man, I don't know.
Because it seems like the middle now is
bigger,
where the rush is coming from now.
They're fast and strong. They're mutants now. Every year there's someone a little bigger, a little faster, you know. But then you take someone like Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Donald about this tall, but he does it all. So, I don't know, man. It's just like more athletic defensive linemen just require, you know.
What makes him so effective? He can bend?
He can do everything, man. Everything.
I know you had to block him, so.
You know, I've only ever played him once, you know, and that was it was a task, man. So it was a lot of fun, though.
Who's the toughest D lineman in the middle on our team?
In our team? And we got a really good D line. You know, Tyrone Crawford not playing right now, but I've been going against Malik Collins all practice, or all camp, and Malik's been having.
He's been healthy all this year, Eddie.
Yeah, he did, so.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Thank you, bro.
Smash them Giants and everybody else, man. We love you, man. We'll see you later. All right.
Be like a computer, man. Roll up on that cushion, man. Pass me that joint, man. Like chicken chomp, man. Smoking get high, man. Like 666, man. Mafia, mafia. All fucking day, man. Break goose and I'm gone. Cush blunt and I'm gone. Triple stack and I'm gone. What the fuck is you on? Break goose and I'm gone. Cush blunt and I'm gone. Triple stack and I'm gone. What the fuck is we on?